Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following is a live copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. And now here is the host of Radio Law Talk, Mr. Frederick Penning.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. We're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Whew, we got through that. That's important. Look, we always do our case or no case at that top of the hour, but we were talking about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case. We want to continue with that, and then Cal will do our case or no case after we finish this Johnny Depp case scenario that we're talking about. But look, so as Amber Heard is on the, and I'm not going to go over it all over again, listen to the first hour, but as Amber Heard's on the stand right now, she's testifying about a number of things. So we're just going to throw out a number of things that she's testifying about, and then we're going to get into it in a little more depth. She testifies that she did hit Johnny at one time, and that was when she was feared for her sister, because her fist, you know, he thought Johnny was going to push her sister down the stairs. And she said, well, how did, you know, basically the cross-examination is, how do you know that? Well, something that she had never brought up before. They brought that, you never said this before in the allegations. What was it?
The allegation was at the time that she thought he was about to push the sister down the stairs, she suddenly remembered a previous story about what she said was Johnny Depp pushing, she thought, Kate Moss down the stairs previously. And so she rushed over to help. Now,
And she hit Johnny in that.
Now, listen, we talked previously last week and in other shows about why it is you don't want to have witnesses who have not testified sitting in the courtroom. And in this case here, the judge allowed Amber Heard to sit in the courtroom while Johnny Depp was testifying. And this is why. Because a witness can sit there and listen to things and maybe tailor their testimony, because they haven't testified yet, to respond to things that were said on the stand by the person they're watching testify. And the danger for that, for Amber Heard, is then the opposing counsel on cross-examination can come up with prior depositions. Show me where you ever made this claim before. And that's what happened here. When she said this about, oh, I remembered a story about Johnny pushing Kate Moss down steps, so I went over to protect my sister, and that's when I hit him. And the attorney came back on cross-examination and said,
the barrister,
you have never said anything like that, ever.
And when she filled out the reports, she never mentioned that.
Right,
no,
and the domestic violence. For me, the important thing here is, did the son look at the domestic violence restraining order that she had gotten a temporary order against him? Because what is really important here is the day before the trial on the domestic violence restraining order, she withdrew all of her claims against Johnny, and Johnny and her settled the entire divorce for $7 million payable to Heard. And in a joint statement, the two declared, neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm. Come on.
Wow.
That's a huge statement out there, jointly out there, after she drops her domestic violence temporary restraining order.
This is prior to the son's article.
This is right at the time they settled their divorce, which was several years ago.
It was back in August of 2016 when that came out, and when that statement was released, and they, you know, basically denying that ever happened. Now, here's the thing. If she then goes back, just from the son's standpoint, about, and remember, they're being sued because they put these words in an article. They were questioning J.K. Rowling's casting of Johnny Depp in an upcoming series. And, you know, they said, do you really want to have this wife beater? And they referred to him as a wife beater, not an alleged wife beater. They used the term wife beater, and that's why they're being sued. And so if the son had looked at this and said, okay, well, Amber Heard says that he abused her, but she's also come out with a statement saying that he has not abused her. There's a conflict in the complaining person's statement history. At a very minimum, the son should have used the word alleged, because nothing has been proven at this point. You've got the same person saying two different things.
You have a retraction.
Yes, you have a retraction.
What they had said under oath.
And you know, I got a question here about the statement where she admitted hitting Johnny Depp, but it was to protect her sister from being thrown down the stairs.
Now,
the question that I have about that was, when she first admitted that she hit him, was that on direct examination or cross-examination?
Let's see. Recall hearing.
I think it was on cross, I believe.
It was because, I mean, this is one of the things. Johnny Depp was very forthcoming with his shortcomings, and he talked about those things on direct examination from his attorneys. He brought it out when his attorneys were talking about what he had done. He was very forthcoming with things that he had done wrong. And that is, look, if you know it's going to come out and you're the one that brings it out, it has less of a sting, less impact on the judge or the jury who's looking at this because, well, he's been forthcoming with what he had, right? So if Amber Heard is going to admit that she hit Johnny Depp at the top of the stairs on that one time where she's protecting her sister, and if it was brought out by her lawyers to lessen the blow, yes, I'm not going to deny this did happen. I did admit it.
That's a smart thing.
But it's absolutely ridiculous to now say, oh, by the way, when I told these things in previous depositions, because that would have come out in the deposition, I forgot in those depositions to say that the reason I did that was because I remembered this story about Kate Moss. That reeks of such fabrication.
It does.
The absolute lack of credibility in that statement is going, in my opinion, to hurt Amber Heard's credibility in this whole...
I think it impacts her mental illness.
Oh, yeah.
Because here she is. What? She wasn't present when Kate Moss was allegedly pushed down the stairs, right? So why would this be such an intense flash that's going to make her go to the defense of her sister? I mean, that just is stagnant, that it doesn't relate.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things that she goes at. She said that Johnny Depp, you know, testified that he would self-burn himself with a cigarette on the cheek.
Because he alleged she had burned him
right,
with a cigarette.
Right, right.
And she said, nope, you did it yourself, Johnny.
Yeah, he does it. And that he's hurling, don't forget, Johnny claims that his finger was cut and he had to have surgery and that she was throwing... A bottle,
yes.
And then she says the same. No, he was hurling at me.
Right.
And so it's the he said, she said going back and forth. So this is what's going on. But here's the interesting thing. Another interesting thing is Johnny talks about her, to some degree, punching and hitting him in these audio tapes. And she said, oh, no, he's just referring to verbal insults. Is what she said. Yeah, he uses that as a verbal. When he says punches and hits, he's being verbally, not physically. And I'm okay. But what I'm saying is that even may be true. But all this stuff adding up, you know, all these little allegations. Now, here's the important one. And she, by the way, she said he would throw them like grenades and bombs. Maybe some of this stuff might have occurred. Don't get me wrong.
May have.
It may have, but it seems so, as Denise said, so sensationalized that it hurts the overall credibility. Here's the biggest one. She has an allegation that while in Los Angeles, that he broke her nose,
yes,
broke a rib, beat her up. She had bruising and she had two black eyes. Now, the thing is, the issue is the next day she's on the Late Show, right? Yeah, and choked her. So she's on the Late Show the very next day, and we look at the tape of her on the Late Show on
which
YouTube.
Which was played in the English court.
Right, which they're playing in the English court. They're saying, can you show us where the video? And we're going to talk about that. If you have some time, go to the YouTube, look up Amber Heard 2015 Late Show, and you will see what she looks like and what she's doing. Remember, she's got a broken rib. We'll be back after this to follow up.
This is Radio Law Talk, and you're hearing it on your favorite radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the program. Don't go away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, back to the show.
So, a couple other things that are interesting. We're talking about the Amber Heard testimony is, and again, we're not trying to be leaning 100% against Amber and 100% toward, and all toward Johnny Depp, but we're just saying these are some interesting allegations that are going forth. And one of the allegations is that
that she had had not been faithful to Johnny Depp. And they played a very interesting, showed a very interesting text from Amber Heard's. Do you have that, Denise? A very important. I've got it right here, and it's a text from Elon Musk, and this is her saying, "Look, I'm going to get a restraining order against Johnny Depp," and she denies any relationships other than Johnny's during their marriage. And this is Johnny Depp's lawyer, the female lawyer, Miss Laws, reads the following text message from May 22nd, 2016. And again, I go back to nobody wins in these cases, especially these two. They're both going to lose, at least in the public opinion. The text message of May 22nd, 2016 says as following, as follows, quote, Elon Musk's offers to arrange 24/7 security. Even if you never wanted to see me again, he says he'll do this. Anyway, sorry for being an idiot. The radio silence hurts a lot. It only matters because I really like you. That's from Elon Musk, a text to Amber Heard.
You know, I hear that, and I'm a little, there's part of me that's a little surprised that Depp's lawyers were the ones that brought that text message in. And for this reason, it's very easy to say, well, we did this to show that she's telling these stories all over the place.
But Not true.
Well, let's look at what that text message actually, it doesn't establish it 100%, but works to establish. It would establish that she had claims that she feared for her safety that she shared with Elon Musk, because he's not coming up with an offer to provide 24/7 security
right
off the top of his head. So whether you believe it or not, there is a claim that she made to this individual that she feared for her safety. That is one. The right second, and probably the bigger thing here, is what often leads to issues of domestic violence. There's often a triggering event. Somebody gets set off because of something, and one of those can be infidelity. Now, if I am Johnny Depp's attorney, and I have this text that suggests that Amber Heard may have been unfaithful, I'm a little concerned in entering it, because that may provide somebody look at that and say, well, that might be the motive that Johnny Depp had to go off and hit her. You know, I don't know that you get so much bang for your buck with that kind of a text message. I don't know what they were trying to show, but there are certainly areas where it could be detrimental to Depp's team, because it might show motive for losing it and hitting her.
Yeah, no, there's so much to talk about, but go back, and I think we've killed a dead horse here. I mean, we're beating the dead horse, I guess, as my dad used to say. But these allegations, go ahead, Cal.
But there's one question, and that is, if you, based on what you've discussed, and boy, have we discussed this a lot, who's going to win? Give your official prediction.
Either. The son. I think they're going to lose, but they're going to win, because they're going to sell so much, and they're going to have so much fodder for their tabloids.
You're right.
I think the judge looks at this and says, after all the evidence, I can't tell who was the instigator and who was the victim in all this, because of the mudslinging, and you know what? The son couldn't have figured that out either, and they should be liable, because even though they couldn't figure it out, they went on their newspaper and called him a wife beater.
Right. They went out and did it without any verification.
One word.
Yeah.
Alleged.
Yes.
Right. One word they missed.
It would have been so easy. Or it even would have been easier to say an alleged wife beater, a claim which Depp denies.
Right.
That gives you much more firm ground, I think, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, but who knows? Don't forget, you got two Americans over there.
I don't know.
You know, in England, and they're going, yeah, what are you doing over here suing our people for? You know?
Isn't she Australian?
I don't know. I know they went to Australia, though. When they went to Australia together, is because they were shooting Pirates of the Caribbean in Australia. That's why they went there.
Oh.
And that's why they stayed in a place. And she's alleging there was abuse in Australia, too. Look, there's so much there for us to talk about. We can go on for days and days. We do talk about other legal issues.
We do. We do. I heard a rumor.
Heard?
I heard a rumor that there's a game we play called Case or No Case. You know, I heard this rumor.
Fred's sad because he lost last hour.
I know, and I really want to play because I got to get.
Can you get through it in about a minute, Cal? A minute and a half?
Let me look up. Look, this is a line.
Go fast.
Yeah, I will. You know what? If you want to come back and do it later,
let's wait. Let's wait because we have a short time.
I mean, this is rats on a plane. I don't want to sell this one short.
Yeah,
that's true.
But let's just do really quickly. The Washington Post settled with Nicholas Sandman. The defamation lawsuit. That's the one about the kids that were wearing the MAGA hats that were there at the Lincoln Memorial. They were there for a pro-life event, and basically the newspapers jumped to conclusions. So did CNN and a number of. And don't forget, these are minor children too.
Yes.
Where these allegations about what these kids were saying, and they're being disrespectful to this Indian, and were being racially motivated. Where it was the black Hebrew Israelites that provoked the confrontation by throwing racial slurs at the students, and that's kind of how it all started.
Yeah.
And this Indian man went over to calm him down. I'm trying to calm it down.
Playing the peace drums.
And he's trying to, and he walks over to these children and to play the peace drums, and then CNN and the Rosie O'Donnells of the world. Was Rosie O'Donnell one of them?
No.
It wasn't Rosie.
It was Chelsea Handler and Kathy Griffin.
It was not Rosie, by the way.
Yes.
But anyway, they basically were kind of ripping on these kids and saying allegations that were not true. And so they sued. And
a series of the people that had said things, the celebrities that had said things back, they came over time and started to withdraw with
it. Said I was wrong.
Yeah, we shouldn't have jumped to conclusions.
And they basically said, you take it back or we're suing you, and the Washington Post. And now that he's going after Twitter. But he settled it. We don't know how much for, but he's now settled with the Washington Post, CNN, and now they're going after Twitter, and I think...
Well, what he said was he made a reference to the owner, the CEO of Twitter. He said, hey, Jack, we're coming, so we'll see what happens.
He just turned 18.
And his lawyer just bought himself a brand new island somewhere up in the...
Yeah, that's exactly right. Maybe two islands. I think there's one available out there. Don't say we're... We'll be back. We're going to talk a little more about a case or no case. Then we'll get into some Seattle Times issues.
Right.
But case or no case is coming.
Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will continue after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As public health officials warn that the coronavirus poses new risks to parts of the Midwest and South, enhanced federal payments that helped avert financial ruin for millions of unemployed Americans are now set to expire this weekend. Since early in the pandemic, the federal government added $600 to the weekly unemployment checks that states sent. That increase ends this weekend. Congress is haggling over the next steps, but many Americans are staying home, making more money than if they went back to work. And longtime Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander cannot support that.
I would not support something that would pay on unemployment more than you would earn if you were working.
And Secretary of the Treasury Stephen Mnuchin said there may be some additional funds sent, but not $600.
If you were making $300, you're not going to get $600 this time. And that's fair. People understand that.
Federal protections against evictions are also set to expire. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We're here to talk about rats and law and airlines, Cal.
Rats,
law, and airlines.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead and do my basic case. Oh, there we go.
Now it's time to play case case.
Rats and the law and airlines. That's all I know you told us.
All right, that's our tease. And here we go. This is pretty fascinating stuff to me. Luann Giambattista. Luann Giambattista served as a flight attendant with an alleged penchant for breaking the rules. Many of her co-workers accused Ms. Giambattista of smuggling her pet rat Willard on flights in her pantyhose. Yes, the rat's name was Willard, in her pantyhose. This is Michael Jackson with Ben, of course, in the background, in case you're wondering. An allegation she vehemently denied. All of this from an alleged incident in 2012 when a colleague claimed to have seen a bulge in her uniform and then claimed he saw her feeding a rat pieces of dinner roll out of a coffee cup. Giambattista denied that. She said she was eating the roll out of the cup because she didn't want to look unprofessional in front of the passengers. You know, she was breaking off little pieces. Not only that, it's against airline policy to have a rat on a plane, but, you know, foreign countries don't smile at that.
That's right, Todd.
Todd
Bulge in her uniform.
I didn't catch it. I don't. Anyway. What part of the uniform was the bulge in?
Down where the pantyhose would be. And my understanding is that right after that, they went and reported her to customs. So not only was she searched for 2 hours after the flight, her luggage and everything, but for the next 2 years, her passport was flagged, and she was searched and delayed every time she got off one of her flights because of this flagging of the... because of the alleged rat in the pantyhose. So I ask you, Todd Cunin, case or no
case? What's the case? What do you mean? Is it
She said the fact that they kicked her off the plane and reported her to custom caused her emotional distress, harassment, and would not let her bring her comfort rat onto the plane.
Okay, and so she sued. You're saying, did she sue or not?
I'm asking if it's a case or no case. Is the flying rat a case? Todd, what do you think?
Well, Joey. You know, if you guys don't want me to be on this show, you don't have to set me up for the FCC banning me by having some, I'm just going to say that nobody in their right mind would ever put a rat and a cat in the same cage. And I just I don't know.
In their right mind.
Denise has got her head down.
Okay, now listen.
We have insurance, right, Cal?
Apparently, we're not going to have enough after this.
Not after this. Okay, you know, I heard rats on a plane. You know, all of our, if we have any mafiosos listening, they're probably, yeah, it's probably a story about the witness protection program flying a bunch of guys from one side of the country to the other. You know, I'll say that this is, what the heck, this is a case and she wins.
Okay.
That was very intelligent. Thought-provoking.
She
wins.
That's the way to get me there. To shut up now.
Denise Dirks, what say you about rats on a plane?
I was so busy thinking about how to explain a rat in the muff that I didn't know what to say. I mean, I'm sitting here going, there's no possible way that that would happen.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I don't think the rat could breathe. So...
That's very possible.
I'm sorry.
Rat's got a snorkel, some scuba gear.
We're okay.
This better be a case.
Oh, my God.
I'm fine for the land down under. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Denise, what say you?
I've already turned this radio show off.
I'm sorry. I have to say that it is very, very amusing, but it's no case.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Let me tell you. Ratatouille Part 2?
It is. Let me tell you about case or no case, those of you new listeners. 855 Law Radio,
well,
if you want to call in.
Former new listeners now.
Yeah, former new listeners. All the turned off. Listen, one of the things you have to know is it's not necessarily about the law or the case. It's about Cal Hunter's personality. This is half the law and half figuring out Cal. Let me tell you, if it's an intelligent, straightforward, normal case, it's fake. If it is so freaking off the wall, it's it's not a case if it's normal. And if it's so off the wall, it is a case. This is so nuts. This has got to be a case. Got to be a case, and she loses. No rats in the pantyhose. It's so crazy. It's a case. It's got to be a case, and it's coming from the. It's
and
coming from
wins?
Europe.
And who wins?
She loses. She can't have a rat in her pantyhose.
You're saying
Cal? That's what it is.
Bail us out. Bail us
out. So you got two people. You got two people. How much time do we have, Cal?
We're plenty of time.
Okay. We've got two people to say it's not a case and not even a scenario. They say it's not even a scenario. There's no case.
No,
I said it was a case and she wins.
Oh, you said a case, she wins?
Yeah.
Said no case.
No case. I say case and she loses.
Okay.
Now we're all over the board here.
So let's see. Are we going to have to play this again justifiably?
I think somebody's going to.
I don't know.
So we all have different answers, right?
We all have different answers.
So one of us is going to snatch a couple of points from this one.
Those of you who say this is a case, may I see? But that would be Fred and Todd. And for those of you who say that's not a case, that would be Denise. Oh, Denise, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's a case! I did it! I knew it! Denise, it was so off the wall, it has to be a real case.
But here's the interesting part about
this. Oh, this is the interesting part. Okay.
Having a rat in a stewardess's pantyhose is not interesting enough. The Gian Battista one.
Yes!
Oh, I said you lost. You nailed it.
No specified amount. It might have been a settlement. But the question is, can an employee take on board an emotional comfort animal to ease her stress while she worked? In the court trial, she... In the discussions, anyway, in a, what do you call it, deposition deal,
yeah.
She admitted to owning the rat and lots of other pets. But her lawyer said the rat on the plane was never an option because, wait for it,
oh,
wait,
no.
Because the rat died.
Oh.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
oh.
Is
case or no case.
Or no case.
How can we top that?
It's going to be hard.
Okay,
write down rats. This is for our website. Rats in the pantyhose.
I put no rats in the pantyhose.
Okay,
why
there you go.
Why don't you call it Stuart Little After Dark?
No. So Todd gets two, and Fred gets one.
Yeah,
that is case or no case, ladies and gentlemen, out of Tennessee.
They're catching up.
That are no longer listening to us.
Yeah,
but
those
you know
offended,
what?
I'm sorry, but it was funny.
Dear, do you think that our pastor would forgive us for listening to the show? I've heard things that I should never hear.
I don't know. I don't know.
We apologize.
Yeah. I'm apologize, dear, but this is pretty dang entertaining to me. I thought we were talking about the law. Oh, we
okay.
Had a good time. Okay, we're going to move on to, okay, what's been going on in this country? We know there's been protests, riots, COVID. We've got everything going on. Now, here's the question that occurred in Seattle. Seattle and Portland have some issues going on. And one of the big issues is there was, during a protest, some looting and some, cars, police cars caught on fire, were broken into,
a whole
set on fire,
blocks
yeah,
taken
block,
up and
police officers' guns taken, their gear taken, and they've only caught two
their
people.
Precinct.
Yeah, they've only caught two people, the police, and so now, they're trying to subpoena from the news agencies the raw footage that they took of this area so they can try to catch more of these perpetrators that did all this damage.
The answer is simple. Ain't going to happen.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. What's interesting is that there, that is, it's a catch-22, huh, Cal? Because we're basically freedom of speech people. We're radio. We believe that the press has a, you know, needs extra protections.
I mean, news people are not an agent for the police department.
And I agree with that.
And that's probably the key argument that I've made that argument myself. I don't work for the police. So why are you trying to take my video as if I did?
Okay, I want to make a comment.
On the other hand, yeah. I'm a citizen, so I want to catch the bad guys.
Yeah, yes.
So you're really walking this tightrope.
It is. And what's interesting, this is the best part. I'm sorry I laughed, but the argument from the newspapers and I'm not going to say which ones, the newspapers and the media was, we retain independence. I went, what? Yeah, maybe back in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, but there all types of media is left and right and middle. It seems like the independence is.
I don't think that's what they're meaning.
I know that. I'm just
at least they didn't say objectivity. They were saying we're independent. We mean the government can't tell us what to do.
Exactly.
We may not be objective. That's on us.
Okay,
but, right.
But anyway, that's what the argument. We're going to federal judge comes down with an interesting ruling and had some interesting takes on the ruling and little sidebars and side notes. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll tell you what the judge does in Seattle.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Remember, we're live every Saturday, 9 to noon, and you can listen to our back episodes all from RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
So the multiple news organizations that are being subpoenaed by the police in Seattle for the raw footage, pictures, etc. of these riots, where all those things were damaged that I discussed, the media argues the following. Quote, the media exists in large part to hold governments, including law enforcement agencies, accountable to the public. And they argue, we don't work in concert with the government, and it's important to our credibility and effectiveness to retain our independence from those we cover.
Now remember that this was started out as peaceful protests, mm-hmm. and then quickly escalated into looting and a control over four blocks of the
city.
Yeah,
not all of them. Not all the people.
No, not all the people, but then looting took out, and then they actually took control of four blocks. And during the time that it was a week, and during this time that they had taken control over these four blocks, which also included one of the police precincts, there were two murders that occurred that were lawless murders, and the police couldn't even get in to investigate.
Right.
So the only thing that they had that the police could rely on would be the journalist footage
right.
of what occurred during this time, and so they could start making arrests. They only caught two people so far. So there is an urgent reason for the police to subpoena the journalist footage.
Yeah,
so that's kind of the backdrop.
But a couple of the journalists had kind of infiltrated and snuck in. There was one, a guy from the New York Post or whatever. Anyway, he just got in there and sort of played along and took video as he went. And that would be extremely valuable to the police department
exactly.
were he willing to give it up. But he said, you know, what's my video?
Yeah, the judge's ruling is interesting. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things I wanted to point out was the argument that we're not agents of the government. We're here to protect the people against the government. And Cal had mentioned before we went to the break that, you know, I'm not an agent of the government. I don't work for law enforcement. And if I'm the agency that's subpoenaing the document, my response is, yeah, I know. I agree with you. That's why we issued a subpoena. Because if you were an agent of the government, we'd just say hand it over. But you're not an agent of the government. So that's why we have the subpoena process or a warrant. Sometimes they have to go in and get a warrant to go in and get something like that.
And the answer to that is really simple. You may have everything that I aired. That's public domain at the instant that it airs. Even though we claim a copyright, you can have all of that stuff that we aired. Stuff that's on my camera, on my phone. Fight me for it.
Yeah, okay, but that's interesting.
And it's important because this is a First Amendment issue.
Yes.
And it is the freedom of the press is one part of it, but there is a shield law that the reporters and the journalists are asserting.
And again, to go back to what Cal just said, I would say, absolutely. I absolutely agree with you because you're probably going to give me everything that you aired because you already aired it.
Right.
We want the stuff that you didn't air. And because you're not an agent of the government, we have to issue a subpoena that requires... It's a court order, and if you want to fight it, you can fight it, and we'll go duke it out in court. And that's what's going on.
And I instructed my reporters many a time after they would come back from something challenging like that, get your story edited and erase your raw field tapes.
Yeah. And
there's no compulsion for us to keep
them. Right?
Yeah, there's no compulsion for us to keep them. We're protecting our sources, protecting us as an independent news organization. I'd rather have them say in court, well, they erased their raw tapes, than say, well, they gave it up to the cops.
And
that's for the protection of the journalists, too.
Exactly right.
And back then, when you were doing news stories,
in 1904,
yeah,
5.
But it would all be on. You would have one videotape, right, that comes in, and it takes a bit to record that now with digital files, we're cut and paste. And copy,
right.
And somebody, maybe they got him everywhere. But here's the thing. In 1972, this issue came up before the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, journalists have to turn things over unless there's a state law that protects it. And that's why each individual state has promulgated their own shield laws. Washington State has one. Now, interestingly enough, Washington promulgated theirs, passed theirs in 2007. It had yet to be tested. This may be the first test of that.
Right.
But one of there are three considerations that came from that 1972 Supreme Court case. One is the question, is the information highly relevant to the investigation? That's one. Two, does the government have a compelling and overriding interest in obtaining the information? And three, is the information such that it cannot be procured from any other source? Now, you're talking about murders that occurred, looting that occurred, stuff that's going on for crimes, and I think that they can make a compelling argument that the shield law should be not followed because of these concerns. But we'll see how.
Well, here's what's interesting. This is what the court holds. The court holds before that, and that's why they use these buzz terms. They held the images are, quote, highly material and relevant, and, quote, critical or necessary in solving these cases. And that's why the court ruled that, and this is the lower court, so it'll probably go to the appeals court, because they're thinking about it now, or whether or not it goes to the Supreme Court.
Right, and the court also limited itself in the police's use of this information to only using the photos and videos to identify the suspects who burned the police car and stole guns, not those involved in other minor vandalism.
Yeah,
so just
ahead.
The ones that were accused.
It's just a small subject.
Here's an argument I heard in court. Your first question was, is it relevant and germane to the investigation? Well, Your Honor, I won't know until I see it.
Right. Well,
you have to know what you're looking for?
No, but Cal, they do that. That's what they do, and they'll take it in camera. They'll look at it in the judge's chambers, and judges determine a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, so that's the way it works. So let's just really explain what a subpoena is, okay? Oftentimes, through common practice, an individual will issue a subpoena or receive a subpoena, and it usually comes from a law firm or a lawyer, and it says, and they want certain documents. And most of the time, the person who got subpoenaed, if they have no objection, will make copies of whatever they need to make and send it back to the law firm, and
exactly.
That's the way that it works.
Right.
Okay? Well, that is really a shortcut, because technically what a subpoena is a court order that attorneys or parties to a lawsuit are able to fill out. They then send it to the other party, but if you look at it, it is an order from the judge to turn stuff over. If you have an objection, usually on the subpoena it says, you are ordered to bring this material to the court on such and such a day for it to be turned over. Oh, by the way, if you don't have any objection, you can just go ahead and send it to us and we don't have to show up on that court date. But if
right.
you do have an objection, you show up on the day. The matter, the material is given to the court. The court then looks at it, and in this case here, they would look at it and make a determination about whether it should be released to the party that was subpoenaing it. That is the process by which it technically flows. It gets shortcut when there's no argument as to whether it can be turned over, but it's technically a court order to produce the document and a court
it's
order to turn it over.
Directed to third parties,
yes.
not to the parties in the case.
Yeah, and newspaper publishers usually have their own trade association, as do the Radio and Television News Directors Association, and they have lawyer groups that will come in and review the facts of the case and make a recommendation, and many times jump in on the side of the journalist organization if they
yeah.
believe that it's merited.
Yeah, they don't know yet. They said they're thinking about it, whether or not they're going to appeal it, but like you said, this could be one of the first cases going up on this issue in Washington, and see how it turns out. We're gonna follow that for sure.
Now you're on a public street in a riot. What is your expectation of privacy there?
None.
That's a whole
other
question,
none.
Isn't that? Right.
None.
That's
no,
true.
None. Yeah. You're out there in the public. I think you have a difficult time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So really quick, we're going to talk about a number of other things. We're coming up on our break. But here's the deal. We've been talking about this Facebook case and a $550 million settlement that goes to all the different individuals in Illinois concerning the Biometric Information Privacy Act. Basically, in Illinois, you got to be careful as Facebook in using people's facial recognition, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, lawsuits flew. We've talked about this in the past. We don't want to get into it, but a settlement occurred. And this is a class action suit for $550 million. And the judge said, no, not enough money. What's interesting, that sounds like a lot of money, but don't forget, the average individual payouts on this for individuals was $150 to $300 each, even though it's $550 million. And so the judge says that's not enough. He actually adds $100 million on, so now it's $650 million. And it sounds like they're going to agree to that. And he also says, I'm going to limit the scope of who you're releasing, because the issue is who's released. It's not just Facebook. Facebook owns Instagram. They said they're releasing Instagram. The judge said, nope. You're basically Facebook and Instagram was not part of the lawsuit. Neither was Oculus or WhatsApp app. Anyway, WhatsApp. But anyway, we don't have time to talk about the rest. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about Clint Eastwood is suing, and we're going to talk about Burger King, the vegan lawsuit. You haven't heard about that? Stay tuned. We'll be back for hour three.
A lot of interesting things still on the agenda at Radio Law Talk, and you won't want to miss a minute of it, so stay tuned. We'll be back in 6 minutes to continue.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.